B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rat Party Podcast!
Hi!
Coming to you live from South End, the place just outside the skyscrapers.
I want a piece of gum.
On a Friday.
What type of gum is that?
Well, it is some kind of berry gum, but I have one piece left, so...
We'll split.
No.
Thanks.
If he takes one, then I have one other.
Oh,
so okay. You can have that one.
Roy doesn't even like gum. Do you?
I do like gum.
Gum.
What did I say?
With a G. I don't know.
Gum.
Or like something else.
Mm-hmm. It's dragon fruit leche.
What the fuck is this?
Leche.
Why do you,
you don't know?
Dragon
give it back,
fruit.
Give it back.
I love my gum, but
dragon fruit leche?
That wasn't to me. That's leche is milk in Spanish. You're drinking dragon milk.
What prompted you to buy this awful thing?
I like pink.
You bought it for the color? Okay.
That's like people that shop for hair color, and they look at the box, and they're like, oh, that's the color I want on my hair, but little do you know that it's not going to be that color.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know this.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Because your hair is going to be different than the hair on the model on the box. Like, if your hair is lighter already or darker, it's going to come out differently.
Is that why you should get a professional to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's like a little chart on the back of the box that shows you, like, if your hair's this color, it'll lighten to this color.
But it never looks like the model.
Mm-mm. Can I just say, after chewing the gum, that punch you in the throat, kill you flavor goes away a little bit.
Yeah, now it's okay?
Yeah, now it's fine. Now it tastes good. But at first, it felt like a dragon was spitting into my mouth.
Like, so, it was dragon milk pouring into my mouth. Well, the Rat Party Podcast today, for Friday, we did a lot of funny things on the show. We might as well talk about our handcuffing segment that's going to happen next week. That's probably going to dominate the Rat Party for the next couple days.
Probably. And I'm a little nervous because I was...
We don't have the handcuffs yet? Yeah, that's a little nerve-wracking.
And it's next week? That isn't... Have we ordered them?
No.
Why not?
I asked you for an eBay password. You said you don't have an eBay password.
I thought you
were
going across the street to Adam and Eve.
Hang on.
But what am I going to do? Get handcuffs there while too?
Have we tried Amazon yet?
Stupid.
I'm going there for other reasons.
Okay. What do we call them? Sex shackles?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
right?
But what about the bit we're doing?
Oh, boy. All right. I found dildos.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but here's my thing. I'm a little nervous because I planned on allotting a lot of time with you guys, and my Wednesday kind of got taken away from me. And so I'm nervous because I'm not there to supervise.
What'd your Wednesday get absorbed into?
I have to go pick up my mother. She's in Salisbury.
What time?
Why don't we go with you?
The sooner the better. I mean, if you want to.
Send an Uber.
Yeah, I'm not. No, that's expensive.
This is what's on Roy's moving schedule for Wednesday, November 20th.
Roy has a moving schedule?
He has a moving schedule. It is from, is this tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
No, from Monday. Oh, no.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, I'm on December on my thing. Okay, so from tomorrow all the way to Thanksgiving. He goes something every single day.
Every single day.
Packing,
you scheduled it out?
Packing and furniture shopping, more packing. Mm-hmm. He has packing. He has to turn the utilities on.
You said you had trouble making a box this morning, building the box.
Yeah, so I'm giving me extra flexibility.
Is that in there? Build boxes?
No, it's not in there.
But Wednesday is going to consist of packing, dry pro construction, picking up mother.
Mm-hmm.
Assisting MRL show with filming.
Yeah, must pick up mother. Yeah, and I got to like be there a little bit for the dry pro. So I got to swing by and make sure those guys get up and going.
What time are you picking up mom?
ASAP. So I got to film whatever you guys with lunch, and then I got to go pick. Well, I probably have to leave here, go to dry pro, make sure they're good, then go with you
dry
guys.
Dry pro doesn't need you.
They do. They got to get in the house. They do need me.
You know,
and then I got to go to you guys, and then I got to go pick up my mom. And then I have to come back in enough time to hopefully do something with you guys in the evening.
You know, itineraries like this give me anxiety. My sister-in-law does this, and it drives me freaking crazy.
Explain.
Well, it's more of a... Now that's shocking, because you are the very person that loves to write checklists, which that's a checklist.
Right. It's a to-do list. Yeah. Like my lists are to-do lists. I don't want to be told that at 11:15 we are reading books to Cash.
Hang
from
on.
11:15 to 11:25.
Well, that's not what that is. That's not what that is. But I think that you like it only when you make it. You don't like it when somebody else makes it for you.
Because it's for me. It's for myself. At the top of this, it says moving schedule for Sterling and Roy. Mm-hmm. Like, when Shay sends out these itineraries for vacation.
Oh, you're saying her name on the podcast?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess so. And she hasn't done it in a while, but it drove me crazy when she would do it. So we would all say, okay, we're going to Key West together or Key Largo. She would literally have scheduled out like what time her daughter took a nap, but not from like 12 to 12:30. It was so specific. It was like 12:05 to like 12:18. I don't know, but it gave me anxiety.
Did you match it? Did you guys stick with the schedule?
I don't know. I told Dallas. I was like, I don't know what this is, but you have to deal with this.
Well, mine's not time specific. Now, when I go on vacation, Sterling creates those, and I always blow up his schedule that he creates. He'll have like reservations for this, and I'm like, we ain't making that. they're going to have an empty seat.
Especially on vacation. Like, I don't know that I want like an itemized itinerary of like times and
You have an idea of what you want to do.
Yeah, like, okay, well, maybe Thursday we'll go hiking, and then we'll sit by the pool afterwards. Like, that's cool. We talked it out. We know what we're going to do. I don't need it itemized of, like, what time we're getting up, when we're eating breakfast, when you're going to take a shit. Yeah. Like, I'm good.
Nicole, when you went to your bachelorette party with all those crazy women, did you guys have an itinerary, like an itemized thing?
Yes and no. Like, there was, because there were so many of us, there were 16 of us, we had to make actual dinner reservations. So we had like a time that we had to be there based on how big our group was. And then from that, they planned like excursions, which you do have to be there at a certain time. So it was more loose. They weren't strict about it, but it was more so people had an idea of what to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mine's not that.
I'll tell you one thing. Casey didn't email it to me and say, print this.
Well, I can't
personal my computer.
I have to get you to print.
Do
it,
I have
Nicole.
You do personal favor for me?
Are you gonna put it on the fridge? Like, are you gonna keep it in your
wallet?
No.
I'd like
to post it right here in the studio. I think.
No, let me tell you, it's
let's
a
buy
simple,
a billboard.
It's a simple checklist, and that we'll add stuff on. So when Sterling needs things done,
but do you
we'll
want
fill it
dude,
in.
I have a dry erase pen.
We
and
don't have that.
I write on the mirror in my master bathroom. Things to do, and when we moved, it was like same thing, and we would just erase it. Like, we didn't have it broken down. It was just like, okay, pack.
Right, so this is that, but just on a piece of paper. But, I don't know how this is so strange.
But is Sterling going to hold it?
I don't think
it is.
What do you mean hold it?
Like, where are you going to put it?
We're going to put it in the house.
Okay. Is he going to abide by your schedule?
I don't. It's not like we have to follow. This is a guideline. And, like, we'll write stuff in, move things around. Like, it's just like
it's just an itinerary of, like, it's not like a schedule like your sister-in-law has, which is like an 8:10 pack box.
No, it's like Tuesday.
8:15, stop.
Tuesday, it's like, all right, utilities need to be turned on. Let me double check with my gas, see if they're coming out. And then let me figure it out.
That's a pain. You got to turn off one utility, turn on another.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
You're telling me. So that's all it is. It's just like it's a checklist.
The other thing that happened behind the scenes today that we didn't even talk about on the air revolves around Roy again and our intern, Clever Trevor. Roy ordered us DoorDash McDonald's and all hell broke loose.
I mean, something literally, anytime it has to do with us, it's always a thing.
DoorDash has thousands, if not millions of deliveries.
It was Uber Eats, by the way.
I'm sorry, Uber Eats has so many.
Make sure you shit all over the right company.
Who are we crapping on?
We were shitting on Uber Eats today.
Okay. Uber Eats. So they were the ones. So tell everyone what happened.
Well, I'm watching the guy, and we were supposed to get our food within like 20 minutes because we live right here in the city, and we work in the city, so it's all pretty quick. And we were approaching the 35-minute mark, and I'm like, that's like 15 minutes late. Let me see what's going on. I go on, and the guy hasn't even picked up the food yet, and he's just sitting there because you can actually see on the tracker his car. It's Uber, but for food. And so,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He's not moving. And I wait like another 10, 15 minutes, and he's still not moving from that one spot. And so I'm like, a couple things happened. His phone died, and it's no longer transmitting his locations. Mm-hmm. And he is trying to go to a store to plug in and do that. Or number two, he got into a wreck, and he's stuck there. Something bad happened. So we call Uber to figure out what's going on. And let me tell you, this worker is stuck to the script. Stuck.
The Uber operator.
Yeah. She is reading word for word.
Hello,
of some
thanks for
mess.
Calling Uber. I understand you have an issue, and I want to apologize for that issue. But if you would please give me a moment, I could pull up all your. And you're like, what? No, listen to
Wait,
me.
Hey, listen. I think your guy's in a wreck. Call him and check on him.
All right,
I'm
to
seeing
go through...
that you're having a delay in your order. Yes.
She like wanted to go through all her like her checklist of things that she needed to say before she got like no.
Well, what happened?
And then she goes, and at one point she tells me, she says,
we don't know.
Well, I can see here that he's on the way to pick up the food. No, that's what you think he's doing. He's just sitting there.
You're like, yes, I see that too.
You call this person.
Call this person. Evidently, he canceled, but Uber system didn't update that he canceled.
And we didn't know. We don't know why he canceled, but he did.
I think he was a big fan of Ace and TJ.
That's our competition, yes. So we ended up getting a new driver who ended up bringing the food. But we did, it's just so funny because all that's going on during Can't Beat Loren. We were doing, you know, during commercial. You would think we're in here prepping for our next segment. We're not. We're dealing with Uber Eats and or DoorDash, whatever the hell it is.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah. All right. So back to the handcuffs. Did you find us handcuffs?
I'm on the websites right now.
The thing we need is we can't have the handcuffs that, like, are too close together. Like, we need to have some leeway, like a chain. Almost like shackles, like feet shackles. Or leg shackles.
Can we just call the jail?
Well, I don't think they're going to have...
Yeah, they have to use theirs. How did that prisoner escape? Well, we lent our shackles to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show for this segment.
And we have them delivered, folks. They're coming tomorrow.
What is it?
It's pink shackles.
Pink! Yay!
Well, hang on. Now let me go back one. Or
which ones?
Are they it? They're like fuzzy.
Oh, cool.
Too.
Okay, so we'll need to get like a little chain to make them a little longer. Okay,
deal. Yeah, that's all you need is just a little chain.
Good deal. So next Wednesday,
go to Lowe's.
The Rap Party podcast next Wednesday, we'll be chained to each other. We'll be handcuffed to each other.
Hey, but I got to say, that's way more. The chain they give you is way more than normal handcuffs.
Yeah, I agree. But we'll get some more.
I don't want it too long.
I know.
No, I know.
And that takes away the whole purpose of doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
it.
We're not talking about feet, maybe a foot.
Maybe a foot.
Yeah, that's not that far.
Hmm. Okay.
Because what if I have to poop or something?
All right.
Ew, I can't believe I've agreed to do this with you.
Am I your worst? Was I your worst nightmare? Be honest.
Yeah. I love
over
you.
Over Roy and Nicole. Nicole, you would be, she lives a crazy life. Who knows what goes on
after
12?
I know, but you're like my older brother and you know how to press my buttons. And I sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, I love you. But after 4 hours in the studio with you, I need a break.
Sounds like you love
imagine.
Me. That's what someone who loves me would say.
She's for
I
sure
do.
Quitting.
I love you, Manny.
Ooh, I may have actually ordered a gag ball, too. We'll just throw that out.
Yeah. Was that in your cart from the couple from previous trips?
No, I think it's a package. I think it's a package.
What about
Keep
you, Roy?
It because I might need that for Manny halfway through the day.
Roy, who would you not want to be handcuffed to?
Who would Nicole. Pretty easily, Nicole.
Are you surprised at that? Nicole, does that make you mad?
No, I don't care. I don't want to be handcuffed to neither. None of y'all.
Well, who would be your worst?
By the way, does anyone want to know why? I mean,
yeah,
we're
going to come
gonna
back
think
to you.
That I just hate Nicole?
No. We're going to come back to you.
Okay.
You don't want to do walks.
Yeah, that's one.
I know.
Yeah, I'm currently averaging about 15,000 steps a day.
Pass.
That would have been
She
awesome.
Said one day, it was like 20 degrees outside, and she's like, today I am going to go for a run. I'm like, what?
I know. I ran 3 miles last night.
Nope. You would have been walking a dog imagine? And Roy.
Yeah. I'd have been in a...
Dragging both of them.
So, yeah, no, Nicole would be my worst.
Plus, like, don't you feel like I could pretty much tell you what you guys do? Like, Loren, you know, like me, like, I do parental things out in the burbs, and mm-hmm. I kind of got a grasp on what Roy does because he talks about it a lot, and Nicole is just kind of a mystery.
Yeah, she is a mystery. I know that, like, there's dogs, but I don't know what she does after dogs.
Yeah, like watch, she, I know she binge-watches
binge
a bunch.
She was binge-watching The Office for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally all I do, when I leave here, I walk dogs till 3 p.m., and then I get home by 3:30, and I usually go to the grocery store. My dog needs a walk, so I usually run him, and then I cook, drink wine, and watch TV.
Well, I can actually get on board with that, and I know, Loren, you like drinking wine, so you could probably get on board. I think it would have been fun to have Nicole and Loren handcuffed together.
Yes, because also listeners think them two hate each other.
And we really do not.
It's just so stupid. They just think that because everyone puts women against each other.
Yeah. That's true. I agree.
We can be different women and still get along.
But I also love your relationship because you're also not like women empowered. Like at any given point, anybody here can be ripped apart and rebuilt.
I think we all have a sense of humor.
Yeah. That's well, Nicole doesn't have a huge sense of humor.
I know.
He was trying to say you have a sense of humor, but
no,
it came out weird.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to say it's also not like girls against boys. Like, girls unite. Like, you're not that way.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool because we're all just, you know, four individual personalities.
I mean, you guys really are dumb compared to us, but that's neither here nor there.
I don't know. Lorenz
ask
equally
Roy
is
what
dumb.
He's doing. Ask Roy what he's doing right now.
What are you doing right now as we record the Rap Party podcast?
I'm landing a CRJ-200 at Salisbury Oceana Airport.
Your flight simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you told everybody about in your Charlotte Agenda article
I did. And you read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah. We should talk about it. In fact, we need to talk about it on the radio. We haven't.
We should. We got
to
promote the thing.
I know.
Get people to read it.
Yep.
I've gotten other news people to reach out to me about that article.
Oh, good.
That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it on Monday.
But yeah, no, the plane's going well. We got wind gust 20, velocity at 17. It's coming out of.
So the other thing that's really cool is that Loren and Nicole don't like do the whole team up thing. Cause I've worked in environments too, where it's like, no, girls rule. And like a lot of times when we do competitions in here, it's not like girls against boys.
No, but I feel like everybody takes their turn teaming up with someone else on the show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I would agree. I also think Nicole has the least sense of humor out of all of us, which is funny because I feel like Nicole and I are also the closest and all I want to do is make people laugh. So
trust me, I have a sense of humor. It's just not your humor.
The average person, like, we'll do something on the show. She's like, oh, that wasn't funny. We're like, what?
Man, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
but we're silly. You're not silly.
Silly is a loose word for what I would say.
What would you say?
Childish.
Idiots? Childish. I'll take childish. Considering that for a Thanksgiving segment where we want to dress Roy as a turkey and have Loren hunt him around the building, yes.
But I think everybody deep down, there's a silly side that people want to tap into. They want to tap into their inner child. They want to, you know, smile and be goofy.
Mm-hmm. Some of the most successful radio shows in the country are childish.
But
Howard
so
Stern
do
does Kakioki, for God's sake.
What do you think of Elvis Duran in the morning show?
Childish.
I don't listen to him.
Childish.
Because you think he's childish?
No, I just don't listen to him.
You know, but Bobby Bones straight-laced, and you like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's so boring. Ugh, I can't get behind
Bobby does a different type of show. He has celebrity, country celebrity singers rolling in and out of his studio 24-7. If he didn't have that, believe me, he'd be working.
Elvis has artists rolling in and out of his studio.
Yeah,
and
Elvis
so
also,
silly.
Yeah.
I like real.
But he also has, like, Greg T that comes in and
does
stunts.
Like, I'm really excited for next week because there's a lot of, like, y'all stuff going on. Like, I don't know.
You like more about us, less about callers?
Sometimes, yeah.
Interesting.
I like more, I think people relate more to what's going on in our lives versus somebody else.
Interesting.
A random person.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, where we've always been told to make the listeners the star.
No, that's true. I mean, you do, but, like, their lives are as important as our lives. So if somebody like Katie from this week wanted to dump them or date them. Mm-hmm. None of us are single, so none of us are able to go on dates. So you take Katie's story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise we really wouldn't talk about dating.
Right. I mean, our crop of interns, they're not dating. Well, one guy's dating, we think. We had him on a podcast, so nobody can read that.
Yeah, and he, like, got pulled over. So we make our interns write, like, hey, pretty much what have you been doing since the last time you were here type of things. And one of it was, like, he got pulled over by a cop that was in front of him, and he has no clue how the cop got his speed. And you're like, I kind of want to know more, but I also don't want to fall for that.
Right. Are you talking about Stefan?
Yeah.
He was late today, so I told him not to come in.
Oh, well, maybe he wasn't speeding.
Wow. How late was he?
He is nervous. I can't wait to read that report.
We have an awesome crop of interns, including one intern who's a grandmother recently.
Mm-hmm. She is. I got her a gift for being a grandmother.
So, anyway, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. We will be back on Monday. Make sure you're listening all next week on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
See you. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.